You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Tuesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He's here. Colin, he's here. Everybody, we're back in our normal spots. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
Present and accounted for. Nice long weekend. How was your holiday weekend?
It was good. We feel good. Everybody's recharged. The draft is Thursday. It's like now football starts. We got baseball. Hockey is, in this town at least, over. But it feels like football really starts with the draft. So here we are. Yeah.
We'll get at it hot and heavy this week.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for it. All right. So this happened back in the – so often there's not a lot of material for the pre-show, and then the material happens – when just before, sometime between about 5:20 and 5:35, producer Matt comes back and gets coffee as I'm sitting back there kind of going over my thoughts for the day. And so I say to producer Matt, I say, producer Matt, what did you do yesterday with your day off? Mm-hmm. And he said, I went to my mom and dad's for dinner. And I said, what did you have for dinner? And he said, well, spaghetti and meatballs. Because they probably would have had spaghetti and meatballs on Sunday, but Sunday was Easter Sunday.
Correct.
And they had their ham and everything, so they had spaghetti and meatballs on a Monday because Monday felt like a Sunday because the elongated weekend and all of that. Now, with spaghetti and meatballs, there's a couple of things that have just entered into my world. As I've gotten a little bit older, I've become kind of a lighter eater. Like, I get fuller quicker, mm-hmm. right? So, with spaghetti, I've now switched pretty much full-time. If I have spaghetti, number one, to like wheat or whatever kind of pasta, grain, I don't know. But the spaghetti noodle, let's have a discussion about the spaghetti noodle.
The pasta itself.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I have pretty much gone to when I go buy it, and I do a lot of the shopping, the grocery store, just because it fits the schedule better. And I actually like going to the grocery store or getting it delivered, shopping online, one of the two. I've gone to pretty much the fettuccine because it is thinner. Thoughts on this?
Is fettuccine one of the thinner ones?
Yeah.
Or is that linguine?
No, fettuccine is like thinner.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, like the thinner spaghetti. Yeah.
Okay. See, I need some heft. I need some volume to my pasta. I need a bigger noodle. That's just my personal preference.
Oh, yeah. No. There's no right or wrong answer. Yeah. So I've gone to that. And also, I have gone to what I also do is... I'm a big gnocchi fan.
Well, yeah, you can't go wrong with
But
gnocchi.
I just go the smaller portion of gnocchi.
And it's not gnocchi either.
No, it's
gnocchi. Who calls it gnocchi?
Remember we ran a commercial that said gnocchi?
Oh, you're right about that. It's gnocchi.
Was it one of those Starkey commercials where he couldn't pronounce
gnocchi.
The steak?
No, it was
Filet Mignon?
No, I think it was Demolian did it for us.
Giovanni Gallardo?
Yes, perhaps he did it, or maybe LeGarrette Blount. So I've gone to fettuccine, or like the thinner pasta.
The thinner, vermicelli, is that what you're thinking of?
No, fettuccine is skinnier than the spaghetti.
Is it?
Yes.
I thought fettuccine was a broader, like a wider noodle. I'm not the one that does the cooking in our house.
What am I thinking? Fettuccine's a little broader, but stamped down, like, you know, it's like.
Yeah. So it's wider. It's like a plank.
Yes.
Kind of.
And I've gone.
I don't know. It's not like a plank. I just said that, but it's a wider noodle.
What is the other one then?
Matt, help us out here.
Like an angel hair. Like an angel hair.
Yeah. There you go.
That's what I've gone to. Angel hair. Yes. Angel hair. I apologize.
Gotcha.
Like cappellini, I guess, is what it would be. Yeah, it'd be like cappellini, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Is the angel hair. So I've gone to that. And it's, yes, fettuccine's like a flatter one.
Here's the thing. To those that are suggesting that you can use, like, the shredded spaghetti squash as a noodle replacement, as someone who has tried that, or at least my wife has tried it, I can't.
That is the substitute, like, anything that is like that. Okay.
Give me the real thing.
Correct, in a smaller portion.
Yes.
When people say I'm going to make like a meatless hamburger, can't do it.
Nope.
When people say I'm going to make a vegetable, like some sort of squashish pasta, whatever.
No.
I had this discussion not long ago with somebody I know. Just eat a smaller portion of what the real thing is.
Yes.
It tastes nothing like it.
I'd rather have a third the amount of spaghetti that I would usually eat.
Uh-huh.
and really enjoy it than have a giant, have twice as much than I would usually eat, but it be the spaghetti squash instead of real noodles.
Yeah, here's the guy, Capellini. Here's the guy that I like. I apologize.
Capellini.
Yeah, Capellini. Capellini. Gotcha. That's the thinner stuff. That's what I like.
Now, see, the thinner stuff,
here's
where I'll go with you with the thinner stuff.
Right.
If I'm doing like a chicken parm and I have like a meat on the side, that's, I don't need the big fat noodles then. Give me the little thin stuff because it's not as heavy. At least it, to me, it doesn't feel as heavy. I'm sure it's all the same once it gets in your gut.
I've gotten weird in my eating. I don't eat, I can't, like chicken parm. If somebody made like chicken parm, I could eat probably like a quarter of it.
Really?
Half. I just can't eat big anymore. It just sits in my stomach.
I'll eat
a lot of small meals during the day.
Yeah. The one thing I can still hammer a ton of, it does not matter, pizza. Doesn't matter. Pizza. Yeah, as long as it's not a big, thick, doughy, like Chicago-style deep dish nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Just pizza. We had pizza the other night over the weekend with the kids. Ate three pieces, like nothing.
Homemade pizza on, I don't know, Friday or Saturday night. And the sauce ratio is always interesting when you do homemade pizza. Because you're always tempted to put too much sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
It's easy to put. You don't realize how little sauce it takes to make a good
little
pizza.
Sauce goes a long way.
Yeah, you don't need so much sauce on it. Also, John and Robinson, the fake John and Robinson, mm-hmm. who, by the way, he's obviously listening. You need to get to this thing that we're doing, the premier event of the year. I've been told by my neighbor that you need to go on May 9th. The fake John and Robinson down at the casino. You need to get there for our fan uncensored, our fan bash.
Yes.
So the fake John and Robinson tweets us and says, cauliflower crust pizza is doable. No, it isn't. I've tried it.
No.
It is doable, but you can't trick yourself. Okay, there's two avenues here. If you're saying, wow, this is good cauliflower crust pizza, okay, then that's what you're going for. But if you're trying to say, wow, this kind of tastes like regular pizza. It doesn't.
Walk into a pizza joint and try to sell someone that the pizza you just handed them, where the crust is made out of ground up cauliflower, is a legit, real, made out of dough pizza.
But if you're going for the, wow, this is good cauliflower crust pizza, okay, I'm all right with you. But the fact that some people try to, like, trick themselves.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it doesn't taste the same. But if they're just resigned to the fact they're eating a totally different thing, they're okay.
Right.
It's like that squash spaghetti stuff.
Right. Here's the other thing. If I'm going to eat something, I'm not going to eat it as something else. Like, for example, cauliflower. I don't like cauliflower especially, but if it's roasted somehow, like on a grill maybe, or, you know, you put some extra seasoning on it. Okay. Now I am getting the satisfaction of the fact that I ate something that was good for me.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't have to put it in a different form and trick myself into eating it.
I like cauliflower. It has to be done, cooked right, though.
I do it on
the grill with, like, seasoning.
Yes.
And, yes. I like that, like, roasted.
Roasted cauliflower, mm-hmm. I can do a little bit of.
Man, cauliflower crust, get out of here. Yeah. Can't have it. No, we made pizza in the house the other day, and that's a big, like, family thing. Like, you get your little pizza crust.
Everybody gets
their crust. My daughter went for the...
Then the kids just throw like six handfuls of cheese on there.
No, she did. Well, we all had cheese on it, and she went. I like the mozzarella that you cut up, like that, like buffalo mozzarella, mm-hmm. whatever. But then she had prosciutto. She ripped the prosciutto up in real small pieces.
Yeah, it gets nice and crispy in there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And like tucked it under, like stabbed it into the cheese.
Yes, the biggest move you can make for a homemade pizza, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah?
You put some cheese down, right? Not too much, okay? Just put enough cheese down to start to cover the sauce, okay? Then you put, if you're going to do meat, any kind of meat, I don't care if it's pepperoni, prosciutto, like you said, bacon, whatever. You put your meat down, and you put more cheese over it.
Oh, yeah, that's like sandwich it in there?
And then it's like a surprise every bite. Oh, do I get some pepperoni in this bite? Do I get some meat? Oh, okay, yeah, there's some sausage in here. This is good. I'm real big on that
too. I'm a big square pizza guy. That's my thing.
The old
I just love square pizza.
High school cafeteria pizza.
No, like a good square pizza, either made at home or at a pizza shop. And I like the piece that has the crust that's along the side. Not the corner, but along the side.
You don't see. I like the corner piece.
I see what you're saying.
On the old pizza. Just a.
It's a middle, but it's an end.
No. Well, it has
an edge.
It's three sides that aren't a crust.
Yeah. Right.
And one side that is a crust.
Yep.
It's running along.
I can
the
see
side,
it in my head.
The
right
ridge.
Now.
Yes. But not a corner. Not a 90 degree corner.
Not a Greedy Williams. Yes. A Chase Winovich.
I like that. I'll eat a middle too because I just smush it up. Square pizza is that something else? So anyway, that's that. It all started with the pasta stuff. I've just been eating thinner pasta.
Because
I don't know.
It just feels like it fills you up less.
It does. I don't know.
I think it's a mind thing.
How
it's
was
your
spaghetti and meatballs, by the way?
Fantastic.
Your mom made it, huh?
Oh yeah.
Does she serve it in like a big bowl with one of those grabber things? Like,
yep.
Yeah. Ginzev salad.
Yep, salad.
Okay. What kind of dressing do you like in your salad? Catalina?
Ranch. He's a ranch.
I like Russian. Ranch. I like Italian dressing.
Do any people younger than 40 eat Catalina dressing?
Or Russian dressing?
Russian.
No.
Yes. Or just, you know what I have that's real old school? Nobody does this. I get the cruets of oil and vinegar.
Yeah.
You know, like the... What are you shaking your head at me for?
You're just...
I'm an old man?
Yeah.
No. There's something to be said for oil and vinegar on salad, young man.
Yes.
The man who I once ate lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings with, and he had to get the boneless wings.
You got boneless wings?
He got boneless wings.
It's just because there was more of them.
Right.
I mean, didn't they have a special that day or something?
I don't know.
I'm not normally a boneless guy,
right,
to be honest.
The funny part is sometimes I'll go to a restaurant, and it won't be like an Italian restaurant. I'll go somewhere... And I hardly ever eat up, but they'll be like, what kind of dressing do you want? I'll say oil and vinegar, and they'll be like, And then all of a sudden they'll bring out the holders of the oil and vinegar. I call them cruets. I don't know what they're called, but I think that's what they used to be
like
called.
Sounds like a fancy word. I like it.
And they come out, and they're holding the oil and vinegar together in that holder, and there's dust on them, like from the back. Like I'm the first dude that's got oil and vinegar on my salad in like 7 years. And
we found these.
Yeah.
You could try them. Maybe they might still be oil and vinegar. I'm not sure.
I love oil and vinegar. Love it. Oh, here's a big thing. Is this new?
What?
I was just followed by Ernie Massa on Twitter, but it's a different Twitter account.
Another Ernie Massa.
I guess.
It's
I don't
fake.
Know. Is
it's
this
fake.
A fake one?
Fake. Has Ernie gotten
fake
to the point
Ernie
where
Massa.
There's
is
a fake
he
Ernie?
He's so big that he has... But wow.
Hmm.
This is interesting.
Where's the check mark?
This is
it's Ernie the real.
The real Ernie
MA1. Did it follow you?
Not yet, no.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Oh, no, it says, if you click on it, a spoof account of the real Ernest Massa.
This could be fun.
So now someone is spoofing Ernie.
Yeah, if you don't know Ernie, you're probably better for it. Fan Morning Show, we're having a great time in the pre-show. This is amazing.
This is a big development.
This is an enormous development in our little small part of the
inside joke. There's three people listening right now that appreciate this.
And they're laughing. They've just yanked their car into the median. Anyway, Fan Morning Show, pre-show, great show today. It's Tuesday. What does Tuesday do, Producer Matt?
Tuesday mornings rock.
They do. So John Wehner joins us at 9:30. We talk some, terrible injury last night at PNC Park. Yeah. We get into that some. Our breakfast bite is very interesting. It's from the world of baseball. Some draft talk, of course. All the fallout, if you will, from the predictability of Colbert and Tomlin. Not making fun of those guys. Just saying it's the same press conference
every year. You
knew what
they were going to say.
And they said it. They did throw in a couple nuggets that were by surprise, though. We get into all that next. Fan Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.